Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Mike Greco. I'm general counsel for the South Metro Denver Chamber, and I'm the regional managing partner for the Denver office of Fisher & Phillips. I support HB 1317, but with certain amendments that I believe to be important, which I'll discuss in a moment. First, I'd like to thank Representative Tipper, not only for sponsoring the bill, but for the tremendous energy and attention you've given it. Your significant efforts to consider and address varied input warrants praise, and the people of Colorado are fortunate to have a sponsor behind this legislation who's not only willing to invest the time and effort to get it right, but who's also a uniform law commissioner who has the skills and experience to do so. The bill's of great interest to me. Since 1999, close to 100% of my law practice has focused on non-compete and trade secret litigation. I've litigated non-compete cases in nearly all 50 states, and that includes dozens of states that have non-compete statutes in place. Today, I'd like to urge the committee to give careful attention to the impact that this legislation will have on customer non-solicitation agreements that are intended to protect trade secrets. Under the currently existing statute, an employer may utilize a customer non-solicitation agreement to protect its trade secrets. Under the proposed legislation, an employer can no longer do so if the employee is not highly compensated. And I submit that that should change or be adjusted in ways I'll discuss. Please note that unlike most labor issues, this is not an employer versus employee issue. Employers and employees find themselves on both sides of this issue. Employers want to make sure that their former employees don't compromise trade secrets they acquired during employment, but at the same time, employers want to be able to hire employees from competitors free from unnecessary restrictions. Similarly, employees want their employers to invest in them and to give them access to trade secrets so they can broaden their experience and deepen their skill sets, even if it means agreeing to modest restrictions. At the same time, employees do not want to be bound by unnecessary restrictions. So the key here really is to find a proper balance. And similar to the bill presently before this committee, I think it's worthwhile noting that 10 states in the country currently have statutes that that limit the use of non-competes for low-wage earners. Of these 10 states, however, at least 8 of them still allow non-solicitation agreements without regard to the level of wages earned by the workers. And that's because a secret is a secret. If it's compromised, it's compromised. A highly compensated employee can compromise a secret, and so can a non-highly compensated employee. I urge the committee to amend this bill to allow employers to use non-solicitation agreements where necessary to protect trade secrets without regard to the wage level of the worker. As an alternative, if a wage threshold is required, I would urge the committee to lower the threshold with respect to non-solicitation agreements only. If this change is not made, it is going to harm employees. If the bill is passed in its present form, it will cause companies to hoard and limit information and opportunities to only the highest compensated employees, which will have an adverse effect on the ability of lower compensated employees to develop and advance their careers. Thank you, and I'd be happy to address any questions.